Thanks for listening to WAER News on WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kevin Claus. The Secretary of the Veterans Administration says Central New York veterans will receive even more care options when the Mission Act goes into effect next month. In an interview with WAER's John Smith, Robert Wilkie says there will be new access and availability standards for health care implemented both here and across the country. Wilkie applauds the quality of the Syracuse VA and the commitment of Syracuse University to serve veterans and their families.
I understand a component of this is focus on walk-in care. How would this be enhanced and cut down
Right.
wait times?
So we at VA need to keep up with the trends in American healthcare, and those trends point people away from the emergency rooms and get them to urgent care. So as a result of the various reforms that we're undertaking, we will be providing urgent care, which is that walk-in component. Now, we already have same-day mental health care. If you come to us and say you have an issue involving your mental health, we see you on that day.
Will that also better ensure that veterans with PTSD or other mental health issues and their families get the treatment that they so deserve?
10% of the budget of VA for health care is now devoted to mental health issues. And that involves the issues that stem from traumatic brain injuries. We're also the leader in world research when it comes to brain injuries. I would tell your listeners, because of the very proud football heritage at Syracuse, going all the way back to Jim Brown and Ernie Davis and Larry Zonka as well, all of the things that you've been seeing in the popular press about the research on brain injuries resulting from studies of the National Football League, that's actually all being conducted at VA in Boston. We are working not only with the NFL and the National Hockey League, but also with the Department of Defense, researching the impact of not only sports, but in particular for us, battlefield trauma on the brain and the problems that stem from that. That's all wrapped up into our mental health. Everyone who comes into VA gets a mental health screening. So I'll give you an example. We've had about 900,000 screenings since the end of October of last year. Of those 900,000, we've determined that 3,000 have indications that suicide is something that those individuals are contemplating. So we are following them clinically. We're following them as much as we can physically to try to head off that awful end.
Do we have to become more aware and trained to look out after veterans who might be suicidal?
Well, the Department of Defense has certainly recognized that. This is not my father's DOD anymore. My father came from a world where it was not considered part of the ethos to discuss these issues, to discuss potential frailties. In my prior position, I was the Undersecretary of Defense under Secretary Mattis. We are now training our troops to look for signs, not only signs in themselves, but signs from their comrades. And I think that will be bleeding over into the veterans population as those individuals come on board. But I do think the import of your question is that the entire nation needs to take greater cognizance of our neighbors. And part of that is recognizing when an American is in distress.
Well, Secretary Wilkie, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, I thank you, and I thank you for everything that you all do at Syracuse, to not only with the medical center, and it's one of the best in the country, but also with the commitment of the great university there to have a closer look at how Americans serve and, more importantly, how their families serve. So I thank you.
Well, on behalf of everyone, you're very welcome. I'll be the conduit to that. How's that?
All right. All right. Well, you take care.
You too. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye now.
Find more on this and other local news stories at WAER.org.